98.5 Star 98, Stephen Laura. Appreciate you having us on again this morning. Brett, Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers was on Kenny Mayne, his last show on ESPN, and we thought maybe there'd be some breaking news, things like that, some major things, major development. Some of us did. Bill Rabier, Star 98 News Department sports guy. We didn't get a lot from Aaron yesterday, but we did get this from Aaron Rodgers with Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter last night.
It's never been about, never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. And a lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that. But, look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau, being owner and founder, to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Okay, so what exactly does that mean, Bill, if you can break that down for us?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know exactly what that means.
I don't know either.
You know who he didn't mention, though? That's, I think, the point of that whole comment there, the gist of it, is he mentioned his teammates, mm-hmm. the coaches, the fans, but you know who he didn't mention? Anybody in the front office.
Right.
And that's who his beef is with. And really not anybody. It's with one person.
Yeah.
It's with Brian Gutekunst.
Right.
The current general manager. Because Mark Murphy is the president of the team, but Mark Murphy doesn't have a whole lot to do with the putting the football team together.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Brian Gutekunst.
Right.
Murphy has given him that kind of freedom to do, and Murphy's main focus is on other things, but, as the president of the franchise, he oversees all that stuff, and I imagine he has to sign off on some of the things that they do, but at the end of the day, Brian Gutekunst is making these calls, and he just, he did not mention him in that comment,
mm-hmm.
and he mentioned everyone else, so I think that's pretty telling.
That's
right there.
Telling,
that's
sure.
That's where the beef is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he mentions Jordan Love. It's not Jordan Love's fault that he got drafted by the Packers.
Right.
So he's got no beef with Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
He could either embrace him, befriend him, mentor him, do whatever he wants, ignore him, whatever he wanted to do.
Right.
But it's not Jordan Love's fault. He didn't make that choice to come here. Someone mm-hmm. else made that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who he has
to
beef
with. What do you think behind the scenes is that relationship like right now?
With Jordan Love?
Yeah, we can say, it's a business. Of course, you need a backup. You it's not his fault. But what do you people are still people, and they either get their feelings hurt or they get angry about it or jealous about it or weird. So, what is the relationship between the two of them?
It's hard to say because, we didn't get in the locker room last year. Never, mm-hmm. I've never even met Jordan Love.
Mm.
I've talked to him once, in a Zoom call.
Right.
So that's the extent of it. But if I know Aaron like I think I do, I think that relationship is pretty good. And I don't think Aaron would do what was done to him when he was drafted here.
Mm.
When Brett Favre kind of just said, I don't have to mentor him. That's not my job type of thing. Aaron, I don't think, would handle it that way, and I don't think he has. He always knew and still does know that it's his job to... He's the starting quarterback, and Jordan Love isn't about to come in here and take his job. He's not going to outplay him. He knows
he's
that.
Aware of that. Yeah.
So I think he treated him well, and I think that relationship is fine. It's the relationship between Aaron and Gutekunst, I think, that needs mending.
Yeah.
And if he does indeed want Goody fired, and then I don't think that's happening.
I don't think so either.
That's not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen at his request.
Right.
I mean,
right.
He's a player.
Yeah.
Players don't have that kind of control.
But
Goody's been around a lot longer than Aaron. He'll be around a lot longer than Aaron.
It just seems like sometimes players do kind of determine things. LeBron, you know, at basketball, he can get coaches
sometimes
fired.
Sometimes they do, and I don't think that's, and I don't think that's good.
No, it isn't. It isn't good, but I think you see players like that in different sports kind of dictating certain things.
Very few.
Yeah, I know, but it's out there. And when you're
and
a big-time
the biggest superstars,
right.
And Rodgers probably is in that category.
Sure he is. Yeah. Sure he is. So now what? What do we do now? OTA started, right?
I'm telling you, June 8th is the day.
June 8th. That's
June
the big
8th
one.
Is the day that's the first day that is mandatory. He's supposed to report that day, and we'll find out if he does. Now, if he doesn't, then, you know, they could fine him, but really doesn't mean anything. He's
right.
Got a ton of money, so that's
still not, have the job. It would just be now you have a bill to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
If they enforce it, they don't even really have to enforce it.
Yeah.
But
June 8th.
Yeah, June 8th, and then beyond that, it's training camp.
Yep. Oh boy.
End of July.
Well, keep us posted.
Yeah. Let us know what's up.
It's
mean,
a mess. It is a total mess.
I know. It sucks.
It could have totally have been
prevented. Right.
Absolutely.
It smoothed over.
Drafting Jordan Love caused this.
Yeah.
They jumped the gun on drafting his replacement. It's not, like I said, it's not Jordan Love's fault. It's the fact that they took a player at that position in the first round.
Moved up to get him.
And they did it too early, and they did it without telling Rodgers.
Yeah.
He got blindsided by it.
Yeah.
And I think I think he's not happy about it. I think that's what's at the heart of this whole thing.
Oh, boy.
That's
well,
my opinion.
I guess we will find out June 8th, the big day. Big day. Because if he doesn't report then there's more to come.
Then he's officially, I mean, those are mandatory.
Right,
so if he doesn't report on the 8th, he's officially AWOL. Right now, the OTAs have started. They are voluntary.
Right. Doesn't need to be here. Yeah. Bye. Thank you, Billy.
Let me ask you this, Bill.
Oh, one more.
Before you go, in years past, has he shown up to the voluntary stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's always been here.
He has.
Every time.
This
is
the first time he hasn't.
This is the first time he hasn't.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of telling.
Also
you know,
telling.
I say voluntary with air quotes.
Yeah.
Any of us who have played sports before, we know what voluntary means.
Right.
Like, no,
you don't have to be here, but you better be here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you.
Star 98, Steve. Laura.
Yeah, I like their sense of humor.
And the perfect station to turn on at work. Star 98.